Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 14th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. The New York Times reports sources that say U.S. federal prosecutors are investigating data deals that Facebook made with big tech companies like Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft. A grand jury in New York has reportedly subpoenaed records from at least two device makers, although those company names weren't disclosed. Facebook said in response to the report that it was cooperating with investigators in multiple federal probes, but did not address the grand jury inquiry specifically. YouTube Music, YouTube Music Premium, and YouTube Premium have all launched in India. Google Play Music and Google Play Movies will also continue to operate in the country. YouTube Music is free and ad-supported. YouTube Music Premium will lose the ads and charge 99 rupees per month. The crowded music market in India includes recently launched Spotify, along market leaders like Gaana and Jio7, along with Amazon and Apple. The South China Morning Post reports that the Fujian subway station in Shenzhen, China, is demonstrating 5G technology, including the ability to use facial recognition to pay your fare. Riders scan their face at a tablet-sized screen mounted on the entrance gate. For now, it's just a test, and Shenzhen Metro didn't announce any plans yet for a wider rollout. Don't forget, KFC introduced Smile to Pay at a restaurant in Huangzhou back in January of 2017. Apple announced its 2019 Worldwide Developers Conference will take place June 3rd through 7th in San Jose, California. Apple's tagline for the event is, "Write code, blow minds." Registration ends March 20th at 5 p.m. Pacific. Huawei officially pleaded not guilty to a 13-count indictment against it filed in U.S. federal court in New York. Huawei is charged with bank and wire fraud, violating sanctions against Iran, and obstructing justice. HTC is getting ready to launch its unlimited Viveport Infinity service on April 2nd for $13 per month or $99 per year, and will offer more than 600 apps and games for the Vive headset and also the Oculus Rift. Standalone headsets are also supported through Vive's Wave platform. Existing Viveport members and those who sign up prior to April 2nd will keep their pricing until the end of 2019, and developers who bring their apps to Viveport will get an 80% cut of revenue from the start of April through the end of the year. Dropbox is now restricting users on its free storage plan to 3 connected devices, that includes laptops, tablets, or phones, to their account at one time. Users with more than 3 devices linked can keep those devices connected, but won't be able to add any more new devices. Dropbox's $9.99 per month plus subscription for 1 terabyte of storage, or the $20 per month professional plan with 2 terabytes of storage, have unlimited device options. A source tells Reuters that EA paid popular gaming streamer Ninja, real name Tyler Blevins, $1 million to play and stream Apex Legends on February 5th. Ninja told CNN back in December that he was making at least $500,000 per month from a combination of Twitch, YouTube, and sponsorship revenue. And finally, a Google employee from Japan has set a new world record for pi. That's the 3.14 pi. Cloud developer advocate Emma Haruka Iwao calculated pi up to 31,450,626,535,897 digits, which is almost 10 trillion digits above the previous record set back in 2016. The 31 trillion digits of pi took 25 virtual machines 121 days to calculate. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find our show notes for this episode and other episodes and links to all of our headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.